Exercise 3. In colonial America, newspapers were a driving force behind anti-British feeling long before the first shots of the War of Independence in 1775. By the 1760s, there were over 45 newspapers. The press had come a long way from the small, regulated colonial press of the first decades of the century. In mid-century, more and more papers in the American colonies joined in protest against British taxes on newspapers, tea, glass, and paper. The papers resented the fact that the colonies, which lacked representation in the British Parliament, had to pay taxes to finance Britain's wars and expanding debt. Serious unrest arose in 1773, when Britain allowed the East India Company to market tea directly to the colonies with a price advantage over local merchants. The Boston Tea Party was planned in the house of Benjamin Eads, editor of the Boston Gazette. Britain's retaliatory coercive acts of 1774, called the Intolerable Acts by colonialists, only increased resentment.